So it's Chodesh Elul, and we know the countdown has started towards Rosh Hashanah. We have to get ourselves into the right frame of mind, into the right mode, to start thinking about what Rosh Hashanah means, what Shiva means, and so on. So I want to speak about the mitzvah of Teshiva, of Tefillah. And I want to start actually with Shemoneh Esrei, which we say every single day of the year, Shachas Mencha Maariv. You might not have noticed, but something very interesting. There are only two brachas in Shemoneh Esrei in which we refer to the Ribbono Shel Olam as our Father, Ovini. Which of those two? Hashiveini Ovini L'Soiros Echo, and? No. In the Bakoshes, in the middle, from Atachoinen until Shemei Tefillah, there when we ask the Boishim for things, there we say, Hashiveini Ovini L'Soyosech. Please, our Father, bring us back. We have another brocha. The next one, Slachluni Ovini. So, the only two brochas, when we ask all the other things, Rufu'eini, Borei Choleini, none of those we don't mention. We say, please Hashem, bring us back to Torah. Hashiveini Ovini L'Soyosech. When we ask Hashem for forgiveness, Slach Luni Ovini Kichatuni. Says the Torah is the one already who he mentions this. And he says, the reason why the Anshei Knesset Gedolah were masakin by these two brochas to refer to the Rabbi Shem as the title, with the title Ovini, our father, is because the Gemara says in Kedishin that a father has various obligations to his children. It's not just good enough to be the father, they're born. No, you've got to look after them. One of the things a father has to do, it says the Gemara, Chayv Udom Lelamed Esbenoi Torah. That's an obligation on the father to make sure his son learns Torah. Says the Torah, so we say, Hashiveini Ovini L'Soyosech. You are a father. A father's got to teach his child Torah. Slachluni Ovini, says the Torah. You want to know why? Because we find, we say it in Davening, you all know, Kerachem Ovalbunim, Kein Terachem Hashem Oleini. A father has mercy, has pity on his children. Kein Terachem Hashem Oleini. You are a father. So, oy bezoy, Slachluni. Oh, we don't deserve it? Yeah, but Slachluni Ovini, you're our father. If you're our father, even if we don't deserve it, Arachem is Ovalbonim. So that's what the Torah says. The Chido, one of the famous Fathers Shegedoilim, he says a different vote in his Sefer Bikha Yosef on Shulchan Aruch. Why in these two brochas is mentioned Ovini? He says as follows. We find Chazal tell us that Shiva doesn't work by Goyim. Shiva only works by Eden. That, before she speak about it, sometimes we find it does work by Nineveh and so on, but basically, proper full-fledged Shiva, and for sure to Shiva to convert all the Averis into Mitzvahs, we don't find that only by Eden. Why does Shiva work only by Eden? So says the Chidor, we know a klal, Chazal tell us, Melech Shemuchel al Kavoidoi, Ein Kavoidoi Muchel. A Melech cannot be Mavata on his Kavod. So therefore, Melech Shemuchel al Kavoidoi, Ein Kavoid Emuchel. Of Shemuchel al Kavoidoi, Kavoid Emuchel. A father can be Moichel his Kavod. So when we ask Hashem to forgive us, we address the Ribbono Shel Olam as our father, because a father of Shemuchel al Kavoidoi is Kavoidoi Emuchel. The Liyui Rabbe, also one of the famous Mefarshim and Shulchan Aruch, quotes a different idea. And he quotes a Sifri in Parshas Hazini on the Pusik, Torah Tzivaluni Moshe, Moirosha Kehilas Yaakov. We know the Torah is a Yerisha. Says the Sifri, Amushal, the son of the king was captured by robbers, by bandits. And for many years, he'd vanished. After many years, he returns to the palace. Although he looks like a vagabond, a down and out, dressed in shmatas, doesn't look at all like a royal prince, it doesn't make a difference. He's a son of the king. And a son of the king can say, I'm going back home. Says the Sifri, a Moira de Kalushin, Kach, similarly, a Talmud Chochem who stopped learning Torah And he went and he was Oisik and Dvorim Betalim. In Mavakish Lachzoi, if he wants to come back, even after many years, he's always welcome. Why? Because he can say, I'm going back home to my Yerisha. I'm going to where I belong. A son is always able to go back home to his father. Because he can say, I'm a son of my father. My father left me Yerisha. It doesn't make a difference what I look like. I'm his son and I'm entitled to the Yerisha. So tells us the Sifri, Torah tzivaluni moirusha. Torah is for yedei, the Yerisha. So even if unfortunately for years you've gone away and you've got lost, you want to come back? Doesn't, it's fine. You can go back and say, I'm a son, I'm entitled to the Yerisha. Says the El Yerabba. So therefore we say, Slachluni Ovini. Rabbein Shem, you are our Vini. So if you're our father, a son is always able to go back and say, I'm his son, I'm entitled to the Yerisha. So we can come back always to the Torah. Writes the Yesod V'Shoish HaVoida. When a person says every day Shmoyne Esa, Slach Luni Ovini, this is what you should have in mind. Yachnes Sim at Simcha at Sima Beliboy. He should think to himself and rejoice greatly that the Rabbi Hashem is called our father and we are his sons. And Oy Bezoy, you should think to yourself, Bezer Halushan, Rachameini Kerachem Uv Albunim. We're your sons, Rabbi Shalom. Please welcome us back home. And we know we're very familiar. This is actually what we say Rosh Hashanah in the davening. Hayoim haras oilam. Hayoim yamid bamishpat kol yitzirei oilam. And the whole world stands in judgment. What does it depend on? Im kavunim, im kavodim. It all depends on how are we classified. Are we classified as sons? Then we're no problem. I'm a son. I'm entitled to my Yerisha. I'm entitled to go back home. If kavudim, and unfortunately, if we're only classified as avudim, rachameini is, if we're sons, in kavudim, rachameini is kerachem ovabunim. But in kavudim, eineini lechot talios, achetachoneini v'soitzi cho'oi mishpateini. We're going to have to go through the whole judgment, and hopefully we're going to get a good mishpat. But if we're not deserving, we're in tzuras. So what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is to be im kavunim. And if we're kavunim, is rachameini kerachem ovabunim. So this is about asking for kapura. This is about how we should view ourselves to be able to do tshiva. I know I've done things wrong. I know I've got lost. It doesn't matter. Says the Sifri, a son is always welcome. He can always come back home. There's this mushal of about a son who got lost. And one day he decided he's going back home. He turned up in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning. He walks in through the, comes there and he thought the front door would be locked. And the front door was unlocked. He walked in and he couldn't understand it. The front door's unlocked, 3 o'clock in the morning. He knows his father was always makpid every night before he went to sleep. He locked and bolted the door. So the next morning, he asked his father, Tati, I came back home and the front door was unlocked. It wasn't bolted, just opened it, walked in. So the father said, my son, you should know, from the day that you left my house, I have never locked my front door because I've always been waiting for you to come in. So the door has always been open for you. Not open, open to the street, but not locked. It's never been locked. In order that whenever you will one day decide that you want to come back, the door is ready for you. Just have to open it and walk inside. And that's what the Sifri tells us. A son, and we are all bunim Lashem, a son is always welcome home. Doesn't make a chilek where he's gone to, how far he's strayed, what he's been up to. A son is always entitled to say, I'm coming at home. This is my Yerisha, Torah Tzivaluni Mayrusha. So this is how we prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah. We have to become bunim. This is how we ask for Slicha. But I want to carry on one further point about how do we daven to Hashem. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Tanis, in Daf Chof Gimel, a story about Chini Hamargel. You've all heard of Chini Hamargel, who went to sleep for 70 years, famous story. The Gemara there, Masechtas Tanis, tells us as follows. There was a time there was no rain. They davened for rain, they davened. It didn't happen, it didn't come any rain. So the Chachome went to Chini Hamargel, who was the great tzaddik of the time. They said, Rebbe, there's no rain, please daven to Hashem that it should start raining. Tells us the Gemara that Chini Hamargel started to rain. It started to daven and of course, it started to rain, but it didn't come proper rain, just a little light drizzle. So Chini Hamagel turned to the boy in the Shem and he said, Loi kach shualti. This is not what I asked for. When I davened for it, I didn't mean this little drizzle. Ele gishmei boiroi sichinim urois. I wanted it should come proper rain that should fill up all those empty pits and all those empty rivers and all the empty lakes which are run dry. They should, from this drizzle, nothing going to happen. Loi kach shualti. This is not what I meant. Says the Gemara, hischili leired bezaf. This rain came shooting down, pouring down. Mamash a downpour. Oma said, Chini Hamagel, loy kach shualti. This is not what I wanted. It's not what I asked for. And things are going to destroy all the crops, going to destroy all the trees, going to harm things. El gishmei rutzen brucha. In a dover, gishmak gitteregen, which is going to fill up everything. Oh, but it's not going to cause damage. Yodi ketikno. The rain came down normally. Tells us the Gemara, shulach loy shimon ben shutach. Shimon ben Shutach was also one of the great Tanum of the time, sent a message after this story to Chini Hamagel. Imule Chini ato, if not for the fact that you are who you are, the great Chini Hamagel, goizrani olecho nidui, I would have put you into Chayrim. Why? Says Rashi, that's the way you speak to the boy in Shloilim. You daven, and then you turn around to the boy Shloilim, and you say, Loi kach shualti, and then it changes around, you say, Loi kach shualti. Is that the way a person speaks to the boy in Shloilim? So for that, I would have put you into Chayrim, says Shimon ben Shutach. Avol ma ese, but what can I do? Sha'ato mischata lifnei hamukoim. You daven to the boy in Shloilim, v'oiz l'churet soincho, and the boy Shloilim fulfills your roots and your request, keben shehi mischata al oviv. Like a son who is pleading by his father, v'oiz l'oi retsoinoi, and the father fulfills the wish of the son. V'olecha ha'kusav oime, about you is written a pusik in Mishlei, in Perich of Gimel, Yismach avicho v'imecho v'sugel yoyladetecho. Your father and your mother will rejoice. So the Rabbi Shalom rejoices about you. So we need to understand the Pshat Nis Gemara. Shimon ben Shutach heard the way that Chini Hamagel davened. He says to Rabbi Shalom, Loi kach shualti, loi kach shualti. And says Shimon ben Shutach, you deserve to be put into Chayrim. But what can I do? You're like a son, keben ha-mischat ha-itzel oviv. And therefore what? If what he did was not correct, if it wasn't der kovet to Rabbi Shloilem, so therefore, and he deserved to be put into Chayim, says Shimon ben Shutach, so what did he mean? But I can't do it because you're like a ben ha-mischata eitzel oviv. But how does that put right what he said? And he said, loy kach shualti, if it's not correct, it's not der kovet, it's not der chayim to speak like that, so therefore what? Because he's a like a son who pleads by his father. We say every single morning in Shacharis, after Birchas Hashachar, we say the following words. Mi b'chol ma'asa yodecho, b'elyoinim v'tachtoinim. Who amongst all your creations, from the elyoinim, from the maluchim and shemayim, from the tachtoinim, from the people in this world, shiyoyim l'chol ma'atasa matifol. Who can tell you what to do and how to behave? Nobody in the entire creation can tell the Rabbi Shalom how to behave. And then we carry on and we say the following words. Avinu shebashamayim, chai v'kayom, asei yimuni tzedukah v'chesed, ba'av v'shimcha, gudol agib v'anoyrish nekroleini. Please, Rabbi Shem, give us tzedukah v'chesed. L'chayra, we've just contradicted ourselves in one sentence. We say, emi b'elyon tachtoinim shem l'chama tasa. Who can tell the boyshim what to do? Nobody. And then we say, boyshim, but I'm telling you what to do. I say imun istuk of a chesed. How does this work? What's the pshat in this tefillah? Shteitin Asida Lev Sumeach wrote one of the great chassidish rebbes, Reb Heinich fin Alesk. And he says, a gewaltig gewalt. Mamish, this you saw what we speak about. Nobody can tell his master what to do. You can be a close servant. You can be the most faithful worker. But never forget, you're the worker, you're the servant, he's the master, he's your boss, you can't tell him what to do. Different, however, is a son to a father. A father wants to fulfill the wishes of his son. That gives the father simcha. Zugt Reb Heinich Malesk, we say as follows, nobody in the entire creation can tell the boy what to do. But we Yidden, we doch bunim l'Hashem l'keini, bunim atem Hashem l'Hashem. We are sons of the Boishon, ovi nishim b'shemayim, and you're our father. And because you're our father, therefore we can ask you, we can tell you, Boishon, your children need this, your children need that. Please, Boishon, give your children. Now we understand the story of Chini Hamagel. Said Shimon ben Shutach, how can you? You really deserve to be put into the chayrim. You down to the boishim, and you say to the boishim, "Loikach shualti, this is not what I want. Give me something else." Boishim gives you a different rain. I don't want that either. I want this type of rain. That's not the way you speak to the boishim. It's not derechas. You deserve to be put into chayrim. However, what can I do? But you are keben hamischata eitzaloviv. You're like a son pleading by his father. About you is written that Avicha v'Imecha, your father and mother will rejoice about you. Oy bezoi, if you down into the Rabbein Shalom keben hamischata eitzaloviv, like a son who is begging by his father, a father's happy to do everything. So to write, so although tak it's incorrect normally to say, Loikach shualti, but you, who you are this madrega of the ben kamischat eitzaloviv, is oy bezoi, you can daven in such a way. With this we understand the famous Gemara, you all know this from the song, from the tape. Tanya om Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Pamachas nechnachti lahakti ketoris lifnai v'lifnim. Says Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, the Kohen Gadol, he went in to be makti ketoris in the Beis HaMikdash, and he saw there the Shechina, Yoshev al kisei rom v'nissa. For Omali Yishmul Beni Borcheni, Omati lo Yehirutzon Shiich Beshirachamechos Kascho, Vyagoilachamecha al Midasecho, Visisnaheg imbonecho bemidas harachmim, Visikunes lehem lifnim Meshizadin. A difficult Gemara to understand. The Rabbi Shem asks a brucha from Yishmul, how can that be? And Yishmul Koyagulan gives him a brucha. But when Rabbi Nishim asked the bruch from Yishmuel, what did he say to him? It gives him a title. Yishmuel Beni Borcheni. You are my son. So if you are my son, a father is happy. It gives nachas to a father to do the rutzon of his son. So he said, Yishmuel, because you are like my son, keben hamischata eitzaloviv, you're this madrega, oy bezoi, you can give me a brucha, you can bring me nachas. And what did Yishmuel Kohen Gadol answer back? Tisnahig imbonecho b'midas harachmim. Please, Rabbi Nishloilam, be misnag imbonecho with your children, mitz harachmim. This is kerachem of albonim. In Parshas Hazini, it's taka written, when Moshe Rabbeinu gives techucha to Klal Yisrael, he says to him the following words, Hal Hashem tigmi li zois. Is this the way you behave to Hashem? Am novel v'loi chucham. Foolish people that you are. V'loi chucham. You're not wise. Why? Haloi hi ovicha konecho. The Rabbi Shem is your father. He osecho v'yachoy neneka. And he formed you. He created you. Don't forget, the Rabbi Shem is your father. So if your father, not only is it wrong, but it's foolish. Why is it foolish? Because if you've got a father who's a multi-millionaire, and you anger your father, and your father now doesn't want to speak to you, so besides being over Naveira of Kibbud of the Aim, you're foolish as well. Because don't you realize that now your father, who could have given you everything that you wanted, is not going to give it to you. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, Hal Hashem tigmi li zois? Am novel v'lechochem. It's foolish. Never mind, it's foolish. Haloi hi avicha. Moshe is our father. So if he's our father, all you have to do is come back home. And the Rabbi Shem is going to want to give you everything. A father wants to give his son everything. When the Eshta Chotkiv Rebbe of David Moshe was born, and his father, the Haile Gerizner, came in to see him the first time, he took one look at the little baby, and he said a pusik in Tehillim, Kapitel Peites, He Yikro'eini Ovi Oto. He Yikro'eini, he's going to call me Ovi Oto. You are my father. As the Gerizner took this pusik in Tehillim, nobody understood why. Many years later, when the Alter Chodke Rebbe became famous, he was a great Rebbe, he used to, the entire day, say to himself, so much that even when he was asleep at night, They could hear him in his sleep. He would say the whole time, Heilige Tate, hob Rachmunus of the Welt. Heilige Futter, Heilige Rachmim, hob Rachmunus of Dana Kinderlich. This one he used to repeat again and again throughout the day. He used to repeat it in his sleep. Although he was asleep, in his sleep one could hear him saying to himself, Heilige Tate, Heilige Futter, hob Rachmunus, hob Rachmim of the ganze Welt. And then they understood what the Rishna said when he saw him the first time. He said, "He yikro eini over ovi uta." He will refer to me, the Rebbe Shem, as my father. I saw in a sefer, Avoidus Avoida. This is from the Tosha Rebbe, was nifta recently, a few years ago, in Canada. Gonna udam Google the Tosha Rebbe. So he repeated over this story, and he said, "You know, you hear such a story, you think, yeah, moedik, ach v'shtein, achonish kana soga, nothing got to do with me." He said, "You know what was licked in this story? The Alter Chodkiv Rebbe regarded the Rebbein Shloilem as his father. And when he wanted something, he spoke to the Rebbein, you are my father, Heilige Tate, Heilige Futter, please, this is Madrega, Keben HaMeschata Eitzel Oviv. And this is the Madrega that we have to aspire to, and we have to try and realize, Rebbein, if he's our father, so oi bezoi, he'll give us Mechila. If the Rebbein is our father, so Hashiveni Ovina, so I'm just coming back home, I'm not asking for anything what the Rebbein doesn't want to give me. If the Rebbein is our father, so I can come with a whole shopping list, because this is nachas for a father to be able to fulfill all the tzoinus of his children. Unfortunately, what happens is, next week's Pasha, Pasha's Kisuvoi, we know a Yid brings Bekirim to the base of Mikdash, he has to say what's called Vidi Masa. Now, the Forsham asks, what type of Vidi is it? In that Vidu, we say, Arami Oived Ovi Vayered Mitzrayim. State in the Sefer Tfer Shmiel, from one of the Alexander Rebbes, bring to a Tav Shmamish like what we are speaking about. And this is taka written from Rabbi Yitzchok Meshchiza, one of the early Chassidish Rebbes. Arami oived ovi, a yitzut zvidi, and I said, unfortunately, the sultan oived ovi, he has made me forget that the Rebbein Shloilem is ovi, that we have an ovini shebashamayim. And when a yid forgets that he is a ben hamelech, that he is a son of the Rebbein Shloilem, what happens is, vayered mitzrayim, vayhi shom legoy, and unfortunately, everything which happened, memtesh shari timah, and it all starts from when a yid forgets that he is a ben hamelech. And this is our avoida in Chodesh Elul. Our avoida in Chodesh Elul is to remind ourselves, and we mustn't forget that we are b'nei meluchim. We are children of the Rebbein Shloilem. The Rebbein Shem is Ovini Malkeini. This is what we'll say again and again and again. Ovini Malkeini, Achzoim Shiva Shalem, Ufanech, Ovini Malkeini. All the different bakushas is Ovini Malkeini. Rebbein Shem, you are Ovini and you are Malkeini. We have both malas. A simple citizen can't approach the king. Abba, we are your children. A son can approach his father, but not always has a father got the ability to be able to give. Some fathers, they can't give. They're unable. Although we'd like to, they can't. Rebbein Shem, you are both. You are Ovini and you are Malkeini, you have everything. So oy bezoi, psachluni shar shemayim. Give us all we need. Ovini rachman shmakaleini, chis rachamaleini. The boy in Shalom is able to do everything, but it's only when we remember that we are bunim lashem. Now, one other way that we have to remember that we are bunim lashem, we know the Mefarshim give many different Rosh HaTevas. What's the avoida of Chodesh Elul? Famously, you all know, Elul is ani l'doidi v'doidi li. But Mefarshim give many other Rosh HaTevas. The Sfasema says, Gishmaka Rosh HaTevas. Elul is Echad Lichos v'Shivrei Lichos. We know the first set of Lichos were broken. Chazal tell us, Echad Lichos v'Shivrei Lichos menuchim ba'uran. The inner Urim in the Mishkan was kept not only the second set of Lichos, but even the broken Lichos. They have Kedisha. Zug the Sfas Emes, Elul is Rosh HaTevas, Echad Lichos v'Shivrei Lichos. Even some of Shivrei Lichos is also menuchim ba'uran. You can still get there. They belong in the Urna Kodesh. No Harusha Teva Zuk the Sasemas. Sitting in the Pusuk, Ki Hashem Lekecho, Mishalech Bekerev Machanecho, Lehatzilcho, Veloseis Oivecho Lefonecho. Boy Shem is in our midst, and he will save us from all our enemies. Zuk the Sasemas, Lehatzilcho, Veloseis oivecha lefonecha roshitavis elo. But when is that? That's when Hashem lekecha mishalach bekerev machanecha. We allow the Rebbeinu Shalom in. The avoid of chodesh el is to make ourselves rui for Hashus Hashchina. We make ourselves rui for Hashus Hashchina, then we can be zoicha the lahatzilcha veloseis oivecha lefonecha. The Elie Rabbah quotes a different roshitavis of elo. Elo zukta Elie Rabbah is roshitavis ishla ra'ehi. In Matunois Levyoinim from the Megillah Esther, it's a remez that in Chodesh Elul we have to work on not only in Yonim Bein Udam Lamukhoim, but Bein Udam Lechaveroi. And this is one final point I want to stress. If we want that we should be Zoicha to this title of being considered Bunim to the Rabbeinu Shloilem, we can only be Bunim if we regard all other Yidden as our brothers. Because other Yidden are Bunim to the Rabbeinu Shloim. That if we look at another Yid as doesn't belong to us, he's not part of us, and we're not nice to him, and one doesn't behave to him in the correct way, the Rabbeinu Shloim will turn around and say, it can't be then that you are my son, because Reuven is my son, and Shimon is my son, and you are cruel to Reuven and Shimon. One brother can't be cruel to another. So if you are cruel to Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven and Shimon are my children, it can't be that you're also my child. So oy bezoizuk del yirabba, the avoider fin elel is ishlera ehi matunas levyoinim. And then when we show the Rabbeinu Shloilem, kiluni b'nei ish echod nochni, we recognize that we have one thing in common. What unites Yidden across the globe, whether they're from America, from England, from Eretz Yisrael, from who knows, Lishkanaf Gemina, Chasidisha, Litvisha, Svadisha, Yekisha, Alla Yidden, what unites us? We got one thing and one thing only, that we are kiluni b'nei ish echad nochni, bunim la'ashem lekecha. And when we view alle Yidden together, we are all kiluni, all brothers, then we can say to Rabbeinu Shloilem that he should look at us as bunim, and then we can daven to Rabbeinu Shloilem, hashiveini avini l'soy rasecho, then we can ask Rabbeinu Shloilem, slach luni avini ki chatuni, and then we'll be zoicha, that will be kerachim of albunim. And then, as the Sifri says, it doesn't make a difference that we feel, perhaps, unfortunately, I've got lost, I've got confused, I don't feel part anymore of the Haimashah crowd, I don't feel part anymore of the Loim de Torah. A son of the Sifri is always able to come back. Nachmo, just Ibechazon the Lushim Sifri, Moedik Elushim, Zug the Sifri. Just Mushal ben Melech Shenishba, a Mushal of the son of the king was captured. In Mavakash Lachsoi, and he wants to come back home. I feel like a Kamashunim, ain't a bush. He doesn't have to be embarrassed. He's the son of the king, he's coming back home. Kach, so a Talmud Chochem, who is Poirish Medivre Torah, Vahoylech Misasik Bedvon Betalim, and he does other things, Dvon Betalim, in Mavakish Lachsa, Filach Kamashunim. He wants to come back even after many years. Ain't a boish lachsi. He doesn't have to be embarrassed to come back home. Adirabba, you have to be embarrassed to go away. You're going away from you. Of that, you have to be embarrassed. Oh, but to come back. And that Yid never has to be embarrassed. And then we'll be Zoichataka, Tiala Bruchas, Mitiksiva, Vechasim, Ratoiva, Ome.